delighted to have Jamie Richards, who is Chief Exec of AED Donate. Have I got your title right?
You have indeed.
Yeah. Can you tell me about AED Donate and what they do?
So we're a defibrillator organisation based in Stone, so not a million miles away. And our key aim is to place defibrillators that can respond to cardiac events on behalf of the ambulance service whilst the ambulance is travelling to that incident. So it provides that early shock, that early intervention to get that patient back following a cardiac arrest.
How come you got involved with this?
So we, back in, I think it was 2020, we installed 10 devices with Leap Building Society, just as a thing to do. And as conversations went on, we had some deployments, we had some defibrillator uses. Leak approached us and said, we think we want to go bigger and better, and let's go for the magic number. And we've gone for 100.
And how much difference will 100 defibrillators in the area make?
So if we're based in the Moorlands now, there's around 160 defibrillators in the Moorlands at the moment, which are live and available on the National Defibrillator Network. Adding 100 is you know, almost a third, isn't it? It's massive, or over a third even. It's massive, so it's going to have a huge benefit to the community, massive impact to the National Defibrillator Network right here in the Moorlands.
And there are already a number of defibrillators around in the area, so you've got a job on your hands to actually find where they'll be best used.
Absolutely. So Leak are going to supply us with a number of ideas. That's right down from branch network and staff across their site. We will then plot to see where there's gaps. Some suggestions might not work. There could be a nice little hidden defib somewhere that nobody knows about. But if there's a gap, we'll come along and install.
There are a number of organisations or individuals that donate defibrillators which don't come under your auspices. Does that cause a problem at all?
It doesn't cause a problem. The only thing we would advise to anybody doing this is, once your defibrillator's on the wall, check it's installed correctly, make sure there's power to the cabinet to keep that defibrillator nice and warm over the winter. Make sure the most important thing you can do is register that device on the National Defibrillator Network. It's called the Circuit. It's a system run by the British Heart Foundation, and that will link that defibrillator to the ambulance call taker, and they will be able to deploy that during a live 999 call, should it be required. So that is the most important step. Once that defibrillator is on the wall, it's very much like a car. It occasionally needs an MOT and an oil filter change. You know, pads and batteries don't last forever. You should ensure that they are replaced. The dates are on the pads and batteries. Make sure they're replaced on time, and that defib will keep going. The issue we've faced recently in the Moorlands, and we've worked with Moorlands District Council, is we've identified 37 sites across the Moorlands that had some form of issue, and thankfully we'd not installed them in the first place, but we've come along to the rescue, made sure they're registered, made sure they're back live and operational, and now they're out there serving the community.
So I'm a man in the street, I see somebody having what I think is a cardiac arrest.
Yep.
What do I do?
First thing to do, dial 999, get that ambulance service on the way. If you are with somebody, they will send the second person to go and get the local defibrillator, providing you're in a 200 to 500 meter radius. That varies across the country. And then they will ask you to start performing CPR. And if you don't know how to do CPR, we do many, many free courses online as well. So you can do the courses from the beauty of your own home just by visiting our website at www.aeddonate.org.uk/events.
And the use of the defibrillator itself, can I use it?
Anybody can use it. So they're designed for public use. You literally switch the button on. They're very much like a car. That's my analogy. They get you from A to B. They all look slightly different. Some will, you know, make you open a lid or press a button or something like that. But just follow the instructions on the device, look at it carefully, and then once it's on, it will talk you through the whole process.
It's a bit naughty, I suppose, to ask this question, but do you keep a tally of how many times they've been used and how many lives have actually been saved?
Absolutely. So we've got some real good stats of this year and last year. We average around 140 deployments per month, and we're currently averaging 4 saves per month. So it's fantastic figures, you know, out of those 140 that lives are being saved.
And of course you get a good feedback then from the people who've been saved and from the ambulance service as well.
Absolutely. So feedback is fantastic. Of course, there's nothing better than saving somebody's life. And just as I highlighted in the speech just now, you know, Jack a couple of weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, was just out playing football, age 19, dropped on the pitch, and that defibrillator was there and available and saved his life. So, and he was only 19. So, you know, this just highlights the importance that it can happen to anyone. It happens in schools, happens out in the community, workplaces, through to care homes. You know, it can happen to anyone, any age, at any time. So it's really important.
Well, I hope those defibrillators are there if I ever need one. Thanks very much for the
Thank you,
Jamie.
Thank you.